Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham calling from Dripping Springs, Texas. My wife and I are Ambassador Diamonds in this wonderful company called the SEA, and I'm blessed enough to sit on the Global Council. And the only thing I can tell you guys, there's big stuff coming. Make sure you have on your books March 16th. As you know, we're going to be introducing a SEA VIA. That's going to be something you're going to want to make sure to tie into. I'll get the times right. I know it's 3 o'clock, I believe it's 3 o'clock Mountain Time that they'll be releasing that. It will be through a Zoom, so you want to make sure to time that as soon as you possibly can. Speaking of Zooms, I'm going to introduce new Platinums in our organization who've been a part of this for 2.5 years, and they are the king of Zooms when it comes to doing this. They've been able to, you know, when I first started this with them, one thing I remember telling them, I said, if you guys figure this thing out, you guys can be one of the best. Because they had the hunger, they had the desire to get things done. When we all start this business, we all have great aspirations to do things fast. And then we start to understand that it's a real business. You start putting in the effort and you get real pay. And I believe a lot of times people come into network marketing and they start to understand that's a real business. If they give it enough time, it starts to, you know, let go of the fruit, and you start to see the benefits on the back end. This couple's done great things. They definitely are attached to a lot of people across the company. They leverage many people when I say Zooms, by way of three-way calls. They are the master when it comes to doing in-home meetings, three-way calls, and all the above. There's no secret to how they went platinum, just good old hard work. So I get to introduce new Platinum Associates, Jim and Ann Glenn. Guys, are y'all with us?
Yes. No.
Yes. So if you don't, yes, if you don't mind, because there's going to be a lot of people listening to this call. We've got a lot of people on it live, but they'll be listening to it for this week and the weeks to come. Share a little bit of your background before we get going, if you don't mind.
I'll let Ann. Oh, Ann's pointing at me. Shall I go back when I was a little baby? Okay, I won't go there. I'm just kidding. I was a stockbroker for 30 years in San Antonio, Texas, and the last 8 years or so of my career, I was a broker in a bank program. A local bank, and I ended up having a relationship with an attorney that I referred one of my clients to for some estate planning issues, and unbeknownst to me, I had recently done a relatively large annuity purchase, about $1 million, and unbeknownst to me, the attorney really wanted that money more than me because he was running a private hedge fund, and he got my client to file a complaint. And because of that, I was called into the office, and they said, well, Jim, you can't go back into your office. And that was a sucker punch unlike any sucker punch I've ever had, because it came from a friend of mine that I thought was a friend. And, you know, Terry, the entire time as a broker, and even I've shared with you that when I even look back, and I even today think of that industry, I get sick to my stomach. Because every day I woke up afraid of a complaint, afraid of someone's going to come in and say I did something wrong and, you know, Jim, you invested my $100,000 and it's now worth $50,000, give me my money back. And I lived with that for 30 years. And I don't know how I did it, whether it was just pure bullheaded stubbornness, stupidity on my part, but I just didn't want to lose. And I shared earlier with someone else that when I first got my securities license, and we had to do so much business within 6 months, and if you didn't do the business, you were let go. And so it was at the 5-month mark, but I think maybe now my manager probably did this knowing what he was doing. But he came out and said, Jim, your time's done. You're out of here. It ain't going to work. You're just not opening up the accounts. You're not, you know, we love you. We all like you, but you're just not able to close any deals. And so I went to the logical thing anybody would do is go cry on the biggest producer's shoulder, and he went to bat for me. And I got 1 month extra. And this friend of mine, to this day, he still, I would call him a friend when I see him and either thank him or curse him. But he came out to my desk right after I had that meeting. He said he got me one more month. He said, Jim, go buy this stock, Owens Corning Fiberglass. And he said, go buy it. Just shut up, listen to me, and go do it. I said, yes, sir. So that month, I opened up 30-plus relationships. I did the business that had to be done to save my job, and I ended up staying in the industry where the failure rate is rather high. It's like maybe 2 to 3% make it beyond 5 years. And I think it was just my bullheadedness. But when that sucker punch came and I ended up leaving the bank, which I've been corporate America my entire career, is like, well, now what? You know, what do we do? I started doing some annuities out of my house, had my own little business, and we did okay for the couple years. And then I'm show you how silly I am. I love rocks. I'm a rock lover. And doing landscaping. I was building actually water features. I've got a couple water features in my backyard. And I just have an eye for that. So I said, well, shoot, I'll start building some water features. And so Ann was my cement mixer, if you can imagine that. My little wife here was 100 pounds of nothing is mixing cement for me on a job. I forgot about that. So anyway, sorry, sidetrack, butterflies. And so I'm building this $25,000 koi pond and waterfall, and it was gorgeous. And, you know, I would come home, and it was a 20-minute drive home, Terry, and I couldn't get out of my car. It would literally, I'd have to pick my leg up and switch, you know, go to the side to get my legs out. And I had to sit there for a little bit just to get the energy to get up on my back. Oh, I forgot to mention, I've had 10 lower back surgeries. And I'm 6'6". Like, I first hurt my back playing basketball in college. That ended my career quick when I blew out my back and I blew out my ankle. But since then, I've had nothing but problems with my back. And so when I'm doing this rock work, I've already have had 10 surgeries, 6 levels fused in my lower back, and a nerve stimulator implanted in the left side of my back, which is supposed to shock me when I can crank this puppy up or leave it off. And frankly, I've left it off. But, you know, Terry, I was scared to death of growing older. And I've never done network marketing. I did a little bit with a couple other companies, but I never did anything. I was just always a broker. But I was scared to death of growing older. I was addicted to hydrocodone. I was on another drug for nerve damage in my left leg called gabapentin and 2 other drugs. And I was afraid. I knew I was addicted, even though I didn't tell Ann. She's looking at here, you know, she knew it. She's not silly. I was on that drug for close to 15 years because my back pain was awful. Of course, lifting rocks didn't help much, but oh well. So my best friend, Terry, finally came over to my house after a huge incident with his kid. And he comes over here and he's talking to Ann and I. How long ago was that? Two and a half years ago. And this guy's my best friend. He's a banker. His wife's a pastor, a youth pastor at a local church. And his kid had an amazing recovery from a horrible incident where he was paralyzed from his waist up with a bad bug infection in his spinal cord. And I saw what it did to him. I go, oh, my gosh. You know, if this stuff is real. And Robert was sharing with us, Terry, the whole time, and I'm just going, okay. Because, again, I used to do a lot of IPOs, initial public offerings, for companies that were either doing a secondary offering or their primary offering. And I saw a bunch of companies. I saw actually, I was part of the Facebook. We got a little bit of that stock on their IPO. And so I saw a lot of these companies, a lot of management teams would come through our office and share their company. And so when Robert is sharing this stuff with us at our kitchen table, I'm going, oh, my gosh, if this is it, Lord, is this it? You know, because it sounds too good to be true. But I said, he did a test on me that proved to me it would work, so we ordered it right then. And my wife is the healthiest person on the planet. She's a nutritionalist, and she eats perfect. It drives me semi-nuts, and she exercises perfect. She looks perfect. But yet in her family runs cancer, leukemia, and breast cancer. And when she saw what it did to me, she got on real quick. And, Terry, just through bullheaded stubbornness and not listening to you, we'd have people come over. We would share our 2-3-4-hour story, because you know me, I don't talk very much. And we'd get them. We'd sign them up. But when we said, well, now do you want to build the business? They go, well, we can't do what you guys just did. Well, that ain't going to work. And then so we signed up a lot of people, signed up people, and you've been telling me the whole blasted time, Jim, do in-homes. And, you know me, I don't do what you say. But finally we did. And I think that may have been when things started to turn for us. And just being diligent and not being willing to quit, going to the meetings, going to Envisions, going to the conferences, and meeting people. And Terry, the people that we've met, the names are way too many. But I kept cards. I keep phone numbers. And I call people. And so Ann had made an appointment with us to go down about an hour south of San Antonio and with a pastor who was connected to someone we knew, another associate. They went to college together, and Ann went to church with this guy when he was in San Antonio. So she made the appointment. I go out there, and I take one of my other associates with me, Nancy Irwin, and she's waiting for me at the coffee shop while I talk to the pastor, and he's kind of too busy. He's going for his doctorate. So we go sit with Nancy. I said, you know what, Nancy? We're going to do a meeting here. I don't know when. I don't know how. But by golly, we're going to do a meeting. And so we start street walking. Me and this wonderful lady start walking the street of Floresville, Texas, you know, in essence, not houses, but we walk into businesses and just start talking to people. Say, hey, we're going to be doing a meeting here. Would you have an interest? And we kept walking. And we got pretty much to the last business on this one street, and we meet George. And George was in a wheelchair. He had had a brain issue. And he was now paralyzed on his right side. And so within 10 minutes, he's buying 10 cases, whatever the largest amount that time was. And since then, it exploded. It exploded in Floresville, which is an hour south or so. It came into San Antonio. And then we were at, I can't remember if it was before, during, or after that, Ann's brother was nice enough. When was that meeting, Terry?
A year and a half ago.
The Envision meeting at the Gaylord.
It was a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And
Jim, real quick, before you do that, because I know there's people wondering, in that what? 10 minutes, what caught George's attention to where he wanted to buy 10 cases?
He had been on it before.
Oh, wow.
And he was desperate. And he was desperation, I think, is what it was. Terry, he had had the stroke, and he was wheelchair-bound, and he was transitioning from what was there to something new, and I think it was he wanted hope back. He used to see her, I think, 5 years earlier, and his high blood pressure issue was resolved. His body healed itself, and he stayed on it for 2 months and quit. So I think he wanted his health back. And so, I mean, he jumped in, and he had done a lot of network marketing before. And so he knew the company. He had done, gosh, probably 10 different network marketing things, and nothing ever worked for him. And so Ann and I made the commitment, and we spent a lot of time out there developing him. And I'm saying, what, maybe 40, 50 associates we got out of that. And he went to bronze pretty quick. But it was hope. It's hope in the bottle, and he didn't have any, and he was not improving in 2 years. And his family jumped in, and they all started getting amazing results. You came to one of the meetings out there, but when you got a meeting, Terry, we had 40 or so people in a room once, And we had two ladies that got up and said that because of this, these molecules doing what the molecules do to the body, they had hope. And they had no hope prior to being on this product, Terry. And they, one of them was even, she didn't want to go on. One lady had a whatever it was, I won't name it, but she, her children had not been able to hug her for 10 years, nor her husband. And her body just hurt her. She couldn't sleep. She couldn't do all these different things. And then I think it was like in 3 or 4 days, and she's got her life back. And when you stand in front of the room, and I know you've told me this, you've done this, and you look at all those people there because Ann had the guts to call this pastor, and then we had the guts to go knocking on a few doors. And from that, we got, in a matter of months, 3 to 4 months, a room full of people, and they're all there because of us. And that was so humbling. It was so moving. And I've heard you or Tyler and others once say that when you get in that situation, you kind of you have to excuse yourself because it really does move you to your core. Even if, you know, yeah, well, I had something great happen with my body, but when you start realizing what others are feeling with this, I mean, the most selfish act in the world would be to not share this stuff. And maybe because I did not have any network marketing experience, I just didn't know any better. And we don't have don't quit in us. We just are going to keep plugging along. But Terry, I'm going to tell you honestly that, you know, we were getting into a really bad financial predicament. And, you know, Ann went and got another job with a marketing Welcome Wagon sharing her stuff. But it was like, oh my gosh, are we going to be able to keep the house type stuff? And that's kind of very humbling even to say it now, knowing there's one or two people listening. And what do? Do you quit? I mean, you know, at my young age, I couldn't go back to being a broker. I let my license lapse. Was I going to go build water features? Well, that was going to break my back. And, you know, Ann is one of the hardest workers on the planet, and she's one of the best sales reps I've ever seen in my life, and her work ethic puts me to shame. But, Terry, don't quit isn't part of our vocabulary, but I'm having the time of my life. I mean, I'm doing three ways. We're doing Zoom calls. We got a Friday night Zoom call. We at 7 o'clock Central that anybody can come in and be a part of. We've got now a Saturday Zoom call that we're doing 8 o'clock Central that anybody can become a part of, you know? And yeah, we're getting 50, 30 people on these calls. And it's just crazy. I don't know what else to say, but it's just diligent. Don't quit. It will work if you stick with it.
And you were talking, you were going down the path, and I didn't want to take you off of it, but I wanted to make sure for people to understand what had happened with George. It's always kind of doing the best with your time, right?
Right.
Always making, you know, what they always say, lemonade out of lemons or whatever. But now you talk about when you're at the Gaylord and always being prepared. Talk about that and how that kind of, what that spawned into.
Okay.
Well, I'll start with that. A year and a half ago, we went to the event at Gaylord, and my brother arrived. He was very new on ASEA, just a couple months, and he was eager to take us out. So he said, I'm going to treat y'all to the Gaylord for dinner after our meeting. And so we went in, and Kevin was our waiter, and he knew there was an event because there was a lot of people in the restaurant. And so he also saw we had some literature, and he said, so what's this about this water? And so then I actually started talking to him, and then the guys kind of interjected. But we handed him a brochure. He kind of left. He had to get, you know, back to his work. And then that led to Kevin wanting to get on the product. And long story short, that then led to him recruiting Angela, which then led to Don Lynn. And Jim was diligent in working with her downline. And, Angela's downline, Kevin's downline. So that's where the conversation started with Jim saying, diligent to work with Donna Lynn and her needs and how she was going to make a difference physically. And then, she saw it. And then that led, of course, to him developing with her a great team and being available to her, for three ways and, whatever he could do in training them and just helping them start the business and see the vision, see that this is, with a lot of hard work, you can thrive and meet, the goals you want and the dreams you want. And, for us, it's all of these things in this journey have led us to where we are today because we could not have done it without the team. It does take teamwork. And so we're grateful for all the different parts of this that have gotten us to platinum and just want to really be faithful to our time to share with people, share with strangers, share with anybody we get around. We want to share what this has done for us physically, us now helping us grow financially and. We're excited for what's going to happen, what new teams are going to come and what people that we haven't even met yet, what's happening in their life.
Gary, real quick, go ahead.
Well, I want to know, because there's a good teaching spot here. You brought up Donna Lynn, but she got on the product early on and
right.
got off, but because you followed up. Talk about that.
Yeah,
that's she got on it. I think she said back in July.
Mm-hmm. May
and
July,
yes, sir.
Same year.
Yeah, 2017. Mm-hmm. And Kevin and I did a connect call. We called her, and she was cordial, but kind of standoffish a little bit. I think we may have talked with her a couple of times. And she was getting ready to have knee replacement surgery, so she was focused on that. She was in a lot of pain and just was not real open to talk much. She was – anyway, she may be listening, so I was going to be joke with her, but I won't. She's just adorable. And so she had her knee replacement surgery. She couldn't work. She owns a midwife center up in Argyle, Texas.
And this is after she signed up, ordered the product, and she's on auto ship, correct?
Correct. She okay. did one auto ship and canceled it. She did not understand it. She got it home. She looked at it and go, it's gosh darn saltwater. I've been schnookered, is what she thought. And so I just kept dripping on her. I love my real short text messages. Ha, ha, ha. But we do the meetings. And Terry, because of you, we stuck with the meetings and with Jerry and all the training that we've done. We stuck with doing the meetings, and every meeting I'll send out a blast text message, and I kept her on the list. Well, it comes to December, and I'm going to call Donna Lynn because it was always said, man, if she gets on board, she's huge. And so I just stuck with it, even though she was rejecting me and did a lot of mental damage to me. So she answered the phone. And, Terry, I think this, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but one thing that I did at that moment, I said, you know what? I'm going to get her. If she's willing to talk, I had her talk to 8 different people, you being one of them, in a span of a week. And because she did not understand it before. And then one of my friends, Asiya, got on with her and said, Don Lynn, how much are you taking? And he said, double it. And she did. She doubled it. She was now at 14 to 16 ounces a day. And that was when she had her aha moment, was when she doubled it, because all of her knee pain that she'd been suffering. The knee pain was worse post-surgery versus pre. And one day she went galloping down the staircase, and she stopped at the bottom and go, oh, my Lord, what did I just do? And then she had another amazing health thing happen to her. But it, I think, honestly, if she wouldn't have increased, but it would have taken longer. And, Terry, in the last 6-7 weeks, she is averaging 20 or so new associates a week. And I'm helping her with almost every single one of them, except for she had a couple sign-ups today that I wasn't a part of. She signed up a chiropractor. But I want to share this one story, Terry, and I know we're getting close. But I had a friend of mine at church that I met 7 or 8 months ago. And we met for coffee. I talked. I shared. We caught up, gave him the stuff on the information on ASEA, and then he kind of disengaged. And same thing. I've been texting him. All of it. He lives here in just north of San Antonio, a little town called Bernie. And he's got a doctor, a naturopath doctor up in Dallas, that we just so happened signed up. Donna Lynn did sign him up now 2.5 months or so ago, a Dr. Sconyers up in Dallas. And so my guy, last Monday, he calls me. This guy's never called me. I've known him for 15 years. He's never called me. He writes a lot of curriculum. He's just an amazing pastor-type man. And then he texted me. He goes, Jim, call me as soon as possible. So I hung up. I think I hung up on you. And then I called him. He goes, Jim, I just came back from seeing my naturopath in Dallas. I go, Bill, is that Dr. Sconyers? And he said, yes, actually it is. And I go, oh, my Lord, you're on a sea, aren't you? And he came back with one bottle. I met with him the next day. He signed up with us. And it just, it's exploding, Terry. We're seeing people that are, and you've told me this. I never believed anything you ever said, ha-ha, because you're one of the wisest guys I know, and that really kills me to say that. But, we love you to death. But it's starting to spread, and now with Donna Lynn, it's with other relationships, we're doing a fly-in, we're doing all this, and we're now in Mexico with an amazing group of people called Mennonites, and they're just amazing people. So we got a bunch now down in Mexico. We had one of our associates opened a relationship in France, and we've got people now up in Canada. And that's why we had to start doing these calls, because we can't keep doing three ways. I can't keep doing one way, three ways with just three people. So we have to increase the number. So we got the Friday night deal where we got 50 to 60 people now. In just 4 weeks, we've done that. And then on Saturday, we just opened this up this past week because of the folks down in Mexico. So we now have 30 or so people on that call. And, that's kind of what we have to do as we grow. We have to expand our horizons and get a little bit bigger thinking. But, Terry, I always knew, I always would think if I ever came across that one thing that was the changer, the game changer, and you used to talk to me about that too, is if this were an IPO, what would you be doing? But this is it, Terry. This is that game changer. This is that IPO that, folks don't realize if any publicly traded drug company were coming out and they could come out with it exactly as it is that we have it, I don't care what the name of the stock is, it would go up 10 times overnight. A huge game changer. I mean, it would be unreal. And we have it. We have it right now, and we can do this before momentum kicks in. We can build our teams, which is what I've always said, oh, my God, slow down, momentum. We're picking up. It's like, I don't want it to hit momentum because we're just having too much fun. We want to build as wide of a net as we can. And, Tom Beasley shared this with me and Bill Perry the other day. And he said, Jim, if you go out looking for sick people, you're going to find sick people. But if you go out looking for business builders that will get it out to more people quicker, we can help more people quicker, you'll always find some sick people along the way. But we're going to help more people quicker. And it's just so cool to have a company that the more we help, the bigger the check. And we are finally having the fruits of our labor kick in. And I can't explain where we are right now and what it means for us. And because my best friend's kid got hit with something that almost killed him, I met you. And from there, we're going to change the world. And we're just looking for people to help us.
So, guys, I want everybody listening in to catch what just happened tonight as you started to listen to Jim and Ann share their experiences of building their network. And some of the things that are the most important things that happened. One, just true grit, guys. It's just being consistent over and over again. Don't quibble with the price. Always understand there's a price to be paid. Embrace the struggle, because the struggle, you become strong. And things start to happen. Embrace three ways. Third-party credibility is the absolute key of building this. And I watched Jim and Ann become masters at this, leveraging the Zoom. And even as y'all started to hear, the network's growing so fast right now, to be able to funnel them into certain other venues to help them touch more people quicker, and it's starting to duplicate. So in closing, you have an extensive background in business, and you have an extensive background in nutrition and health aspects. What do you guys see this going?
Well, I mean, it's pretty exciting to know that we're going to have the new product coming out, launching next month, which fits right up my alley. And when you can incorporate those supplements with redox and cellular health, I mean, the sky's the limit. I mean, it's going to be another game changer is adding the new product. So I'm pretty excited to find out all the details of it in just a matter of weeks. And, we just see this going even more globally. I mean, we would love for it to, you know, continue all, of course, throughout the United States. And if we connect with some people in other countries, that's even more exciting. And, we're looking forward to some future days of travel. We do like to travel, so we haven't been able to do that. So one day we'll get some of that in. And we're just doing the things that we encourage all new people to do is, you know, listen to your upline and get involved in the 10 a.m. calls and get involved in three ways. And it took us about a year to do the in-homes, and that was, you know, we had some really good, you went to one or two of those here at the house, so that led to, you know, bigger crowds, and then now we do it Friday through the Zoom technology, so it works out great that way because you can reach out, you know, to more people. So we're just, setting our sights on gold and, I mean, on diamond.
Get that right.
Sorry, diamond and triple diamond and all the levels above platinum. It's just so new to us, so it's still just to say it's pretty exciting. When we got our stuff in the mail that said platinum, that's just a thrill for us. But, we're definitely going for the diamond.
You know, Terry, one of my favorite videos is that Double the Difference, Tyler Norton, sharing the complete story of ASEA. And I would tell everybody to go to YouTube and look for Double the Difference, Tyler Norton, whatever it's called. You'll find it. If you can't, let me know and I'll help you. But, you know, his dad, who is the most forward-thinking business planner, strategic planner in the world, and when I heard Tyler say that his dad was always looking for that opportunity, that was that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And you talk about, I mean, I saw nothing but a fraction of what that man saw. And you know what touches my heart is that Virtus Norton kept his company, Terry, because he wanted to help people. And right now, with what we're doing, what everyone on this call has the opportunity to do is to continue that on. It's to continue the dream on of the man that chose to keep the company and not cash the check. And we're a part of that. We're a part of that vision. And if that doesn't move you to go talk with as many people as you can and poo-poo the naysayers, I don't want negative people part of my corporation at all. And so if someone's negative, that's God protecting me. I don't want them part of us. But to know that we're helping Virtus Norton fulfill his life vision, wow. That's just too crazy to be a part of that. It's such a blessing to be a part of that, Terry. So I thank you for everything that you've done. You're an amazing leader. I just wish people, you know, could just do it. I mean, just go do this. Live the dream. It took us time, 2.5 years, but we're finally doing it, Terry.
Amazing, amazing, amazing call tonight. And everybody listening in to the recording, and whenever it may be down the road, just make sure to take heed for what you heard tonight. And understand, for wherever you may be in your journey, if you're a CEO of business, it sometimes it takes time. You have to fight the fight. But understand, for what you heard to this couple as they shared tonight, if you pay the price, guys, you'll always win. Victory has different eyesights. I mean, it could be for some of you guys listening in, it could be a car payment, it could be a home payment, it could be a build something massive. But everybody's got to understand, everybody has a place on this team, especially in this organization. But you gotta, as you start to build your network, one of the most difficult things about this is the simplicity is a complexity. And because we overcomplicate things, and if you listen sooner to your upline, things tend to happen quicker. Now, here's another thing. Don't ever beat yourself up for not doing the things that you know you should do. Just kind of understand over time it starts to come. That's why when you build a network, it is a 3 to 5 year plan. Now, people can make money faster. Don't misread me. And don't ever believe those people that start talking about making millions in their first 6 months in this industry, because that is not the case, because it takes time to build a passive residual income that keeps on paying for generations to come. Jim, Ann, great job tonight. I'm proud of you guys for what y'all have been able to accomplish and the leadership you bestow upon the people. So, guys, get this call out to your people as soon as you possibly can. Have a great CEO week. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you, Terry.